Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and today we're joined by UCLA Bruin linebacker Kyle Bosworth. He was invited to the scouting combine a few weeks back. You performed your pro day yesterday, and that 4.58 40 time you ran, Kyle, I think that would place you third overall with the linebackers at the scouting combine, and you're already in the top three cone, 20 shuttle and 60 shuttle. So you pretty happy with your 40 time from your pro day yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. And secondly, yeah, I felt really great and comfortable. Trained really hard before and after the combine to narrow that 40 time down and get into the 4.5s where I needed to be and where a lot of teams wanted to see me at. And me knowing that I had that speed, able to see that number on paper as an official time was definitely something that was really great to see and a relief off my shoulders.
Yeah, and what did you run at the scouting combine?
The scouting combine was a 4.69.
4.69.
The official.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got a 10 faster, over 10.
Excellent. And were you running those 4.5s prior to that? Just kind of like a bad day when you were at Indy?
Yeah, I had been running a back end 20 split on the 40 at a 1.84, which would have actually got me in the low 4.5s. So I've been running those consistently of the week prior to the combine. But going into the combine, they have you warm up and they do like a functional flexibility test, and then you have your own warm up for the 40 and do that. And during that period of time, I actually had strained my left quad, and then they made everybody start at the same marking basically on the 40. And it was just something that was, I'm sure meant to throw us off to see how we react. But it definitely got into my mind a little bit, and it showed by some of the times that I ran. But coming back and being at a familiar place like UCLA and being able to run what I normally run was definitely, a good thing for me.
Excellent. Kyle Bosworth, UCLA linebacker here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Kyle, you had a great career at UCLA. This past season, 77 tackles. You're second behind Reggie Carter. You're a linebacking teammate. And for the folks out there, you also have a twin brother, Corey, who plays at UCLA. A lot of good times. Can you kind of believe that your college career is over and you're not making, that next step towards the NFL?
Yeah, Tim, it's definitely surreal. You've been Kurt has been at UCLA for going on 5 years, moving out from Texas and then going to California to play school or to go to school and play ball. It's definitely kind of strange to know that I'm going on something next in my life and trying to figure out where I'm going to play, whether it be in California or wherever else in the nation. It's definitely a little weird to me that it's all over and done with, and I got my degree, and so I don't ever have to come back here if I don't want to. I'm sure I will eventually, but it's definitely a new forward in my life that I'm not used to being in, right?
Excellent. And you had coming out of Texas, there was offers, I think like Texas El Paso or Texas A&M, I think they were interested in you?
Yeah, Texas A&M was really interested in us coming out of high school, and they had recruited something like 7 or 8 linebackers the year prior to us coming out of high school. So that was kind of a deterrent on us going there. But, local schools in Texas were recruiting us, and, that was definitely an option, but me and my brother felt that going somewhere farther away and kind of being in an unfamiliar place to see how, life outside of Texas would be in school and football and everything. But definitely, glad and happy that I went to UCLA and had a great career here, and, I'm going to miss it a lot.
And also for the folks listening out there, I think you want to be an orthopedic surgeon?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons we came out to UCLA, being like the top 3 medical program in the nation. That the dream's not far away. It is far away, but it's definitely not far out of mind. I graduated with a political science degree in concentration in international relations, but that degree can get me into med school or law school or any other postgraduate school that I wanted to. So the door's still open for me. I just got to put my foot in it, wherever it might be.
Excellent. And obviously, the people listening out there were talking with Kyle Bosworth, and that name is familiar when they hear the word Bosworth. Your uncle is Brian Bosworth, and that played a little into you guys moving out to California as well?
Yeah. I mean, he lived out in Malibu when we came out here. He's back there now. So it was definitely like a home away from home out here. It wasn't completely uprooting yourself from Texas and coming out to California with no kind of roots or anything for us to kind of be easier to acclimate to. But he definitely had influence on it, him being around, being able to go to some of the practices, kind of giving us more insight to what he had been through his football career, kind of helping us along our, you know, collegiate and all the professional level that's coming up. It was definitely nice to have him around and kind of give us some tips, pointers, whatever you call it, and be around there for us.
Excellent. And, you know, Kyle, I mean, having him with the NFL background and Oklahoma as well, I mean, besides your uncle, was there any teammates or coaches at UCLA that kind of really helped you, you know, kind of get you to the level where you're at today that you, when you look back on, you could, you know, give them a shout-out?
Yeah, absolutely. There's Gary Deloach is our recruiting coach, and he was the defensive backs coach that got us there at UCLA. So he had a big influence. He's a good guy. He's now the defense coordinator at UNT. And we try to stay in contact with him, although it's kind of hard. But definitely he had, you know, a good say in us getting there. And right now in the past couple years, Chuck Bulla, our defense coordinator now, but used to be our linebacker coach, he's a huge influence in my career at UCLA just because of his mentality is, you know, similar to mine, being hard-nosed, just work, and never give up. As soon as you get on the field, you know, flick a switch, and you become a different player on the field than how you are off the field. And just his whole mindset and all of the techniques that he taught me and just the different way to approach the game has definitely stood with me for a long time. And that's definitely two of the many of coaches that have influenced how I am and how I play now.
Oh, definitely. And obviously you were 2009 All-Pac-10 honorable mention, invited to the scouting combine, a great career at UCLA. I mean, when you look at your game, I mean, there are certain things that you really take pride in. I mean, if you know what's something about your game you just you know when you walk off the field you're just like, you know, that I'm the best at that, you know, like, you know, nobody's gonna outbeat me in that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a high motor kind of guy, you know. I give 100% all the time until the, you know, the last second ticks off the clock. You know, that being physical, just being present, just being that guy that kind of flashes on the field when you watch it either from the stands or from the eye in the sky. You know, you just see this guy and you're just like, wow, this guy works his tail off no matter what the score is, if we're up, down, whatever indifferent kind of, you know, situations come throughout the game. It's just, that's something I pride myself on, even if it's in practice or if it's in a game. It's just, I never give up, like I said early on. As soon as I step on the field, you have to turn a switch, flick a switch that just makes you completely forget about everything else that's going on in your life. And just focus on football and then just getting better day after day. So it's definitely something I pride myself on.
You know, and Kyle, looking at your game, I mean, I ask everyone who comes on the show, you know, if we put Kyle Bosworth in an NFL uniform and put you out there on the field right now, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays?
That plays on Sundays now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a tough one because there's a lot. But, you know, I look up to Brian Urlacher a lot. I'm definitely not his build, but the way he approaches the game, the way he's got a high intensity, the way that he is a force on the field. That's how I feel that, you know, I have been in college, and hopefully, you know, I get on a team that, you know, is allowing me to be the player that I am and kind of showcase the way that I play and just progress to that level. Not to say that I'm, you know, as good as Brian Urlacher because he's the man, but if anyone, the style that he plays, I would say, I kind of replicate him a little bit.
Excellent. Once again, Kyle Bosworth, UCLA linebacker on the NFL Draft Bible. Kyle, I mean, the invitation to the scouting combine, I mean, I'm sure you had to be thrilled, but at the same time, I mean, you have your brother, Corey, who I think was, you know, could be deserving, your teammate, Reggie Carter. What was that like, you know, handling the excitement, but at the same time maybe having to downtone it just because, you know, some of the other guys that you're with?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, absolutely, Corey and Reggie both are well-deserving of getting a combine invite. It was kind of, I was baffled a little bit at first why, you know, me and Werner were the only two that came and got an invite at first, and then Brian Price later on. But yeah, like you said, it's definitely an exciting moment in your life. I know it's a huge stage. to get invited to, because everybody's there from every, you know, the lowest guy to the highest guy of every team. So being invited, that's huge for the next step if you want to, you know, get your really good look at from every team. But at the same time, you know, having the teammates that should have gotten there, it didn't. You kind of had to tone it down a little bit, but still be excited because, you know, they were excited for you. They might have been, you know, a little upset that they weren't able to go, but they definitely killed it in pro day and did really well. And their film shows a lot as well. So they definitely have, you know, accolades that's going to help them get into the next level. But, you know, I have a little bit. So I was happy for myself, but at the same time, I did have to, you know, mind my excitement.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I mean, what was that like? I mean, being, you know, in the NFL's eyes, I mean, the scouts, the agents, I mean, that's the big shebang. I mean, that's the total show when you arrive down in Indianapolis. I mean, your medical evaluations and whatnot. I mean, what was that like, the nonstop interviews and, you know, meetings and whatnot? I mean, because, you know, they get you guys up pretty early and they kind of keep you going all day.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal at times. You know, they, like you were about to say, they keep you up really late and doing interviews, and they make you wake up real early, so it's definitely a time that I'm not used to, especially traveling from the West Coast. 2-hour time difference, so we had to get acclimated early on. And it was real tough, it was real tiring, but it's something that I do well. I feel like I interview really well, and you know, I'm able to you know, overcome challenges in adverse situations. So it's definitely something that tested me, but I felt like I did really well, and it was more of exciting because ever since everyone's been a kid, they want to play in the NFL or play professional and play, you know, have their stead and their career just be as long as possible. And seeing all these teams that I've been watching for many years wanting to talk to me, be able to, you know, talk football, scheme, talk about 40s, family, you know, your background, just all that kind of stuff, was definitely a surreal moment. And it was a lot getting, you know, all the interviews, all the poked and prodded by all the medical physicians and the team doctors and all that stuff. But I wouldn't have traded that moment for anything, because that's something I'll always remember and something I'm really grateful about.
Yeah, and, you know, talking with those NFL teams, I mean, when you would sit and talk with them, I mean, what did they like about your game, and what are some of the things that they, you know, might not have been able to see or, you know, were kind of, you know, concerned with?
Yeah. Like I said earlier, they like my high-intensity motor, my willingness to, you know, give everything I can every single play, my intelligence, just knowing the defense, being able to, not what I do, but as well as what the defensive line and what the backfield does. I think those were definitely some positives that teams were talking to me about and that I proved by talking to them even further. And if I would say some negatives, from some teams, I would say my reaction to run-pass reads in a few games might have been a little bit slower than it sometimes, but it's definitely nothing that I'm worrying about, because most of the time I have a really good pass to run read. But, you know, they see what they see, so I have to be able to, you know, answer the questions about why certain things.
Yeah.
And then there's always things that you can work on, such as, you know, inside, I don't know, quickness, hand speed, getting off of a block, just that step faster, and making a tackle, or, you know, wrapping up and making form tackles. So there's always something that you can improve on. But overall, I feel like most of the teams had more positive things than the negatives.
And I asked this as well. I mean, obviously you excelled at the position you played, you know, the linebacker position at UCLA. But, I mean, if they're cracking, you know, breaking down the game film of you, I mean, was there something you might not have been able to showcase just because of the system? You know, something you think you kind of do particularly well, but, you know, you just, for whatever reason, you just really never got the opportunity?
Over at the combine?
No, during your time at UCLA.
Oh, no, there really wasn't anything I showcased, because I've been there for 5 seasons playing in 4. You know, I'm playing in the Pac-10. There's definitely a really great amount of talent. Different kind of scheme that's played nationwide. So it's definitely, we do run and we do pass all in the Pac-10. So it gives you both aspects of physicality point and speed and agility and endurance by being able to run down receivers and covering and doing all those things. So I felt that I was able to showcase both, you know, my physical strength and the run stopping, and then being on the edge blitz or whatever you have it, and then being able to cover passes and, being able to run sideline to sideline, showing speed and quickness. So I felt like everything that I've done and worked on and always practiced, I was able to kind of show on the field the past 5 years or 4 years.
Yeah, and your pro day yesterday, I mean, we addressed it earlier that you ran a 4.58. That would put you, I think, third at line from the linebackers at the combine. You're also one of the top performers in some other categories as well, three going 20 shuttle, 60 shuttle. I mean, yesterday, your pro day, a lot of NFL teams on hand. Did you talk with anybody?
Yeah, absolutely. I talked to a bunch of teams. It was definitely something that was in the back of my mind. I'm sure in the back of some of the scouts and the coaches that were there, their mind as well was getting down to the 4.5s. And like I said earlier, I'd been in there for a long time, and that's generally what I run. But whether it be, you know, the injured, slightly injured leg that I had, or just the whole ambiance that was with the combine, that I ran a little slower than what I normally do. So it was really good to see that I ran the 4.5 at the pro day. But definitely talked to a lot of teams. I'm pretty sure that most, if not all, the teams were there, because we had a pretty good, solid class coming out this year for the draft. So I was able to talk to, I don't know, probably 20 or so teams, just about, you know, just if they wanted to shake my hand, or if I wanted to just introduce myself, or if they had questions, or, you know, if I had to fill out any forms or talk about, you know, visits and workouts and all that stuff. So definitely a really productive day.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was fantastic. And yesterday you said you went to dinner with the family and your agent. Was that kind of like a celebration dinner almost because of the great pro day?
Yeah, it was a little celebratory dinner at Baby Blue's, a little barbecue spot that's down in Venice that we always go to. Know the owners really well, and it's they're kind of like family because we've known them ever since we got down here. But yeah, we had my family. I had one of my good friends with us as well. My uncle was there, and then my mom and our agents were there, and it was definitely good to sit down and eat whatever I wanted, not really have to worry about fat content or not have to worry about overeating if I'm going to feel sick the next day, about running and all that stuff. It was definitely nice to sit down and talk about how we did and you know, what to look forward to in the future.
Yeah, and I mean, tomorrow's April 1st. We'll be 22 days away from the Thursday NFL draft on primetime.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, from now till then, I mean, does your workout regimen change at all? I mean, any differences moving forward?
Oh, yeah, it's got to change. Because what you're doing is, from now and 3 months ago, you're doing all NFL combine and pro day specific workouts, you know, all the shuttle times, all the broad jumps, the 40s, all that stuff. And you're really never going to test those again unless someone really asks you to do that. So I'm going to start conditioning a little bit more, get my lungs back. You know, kind of expanded, and then, you know, definitely work on all the position drills and keep my hip flexibility, my, you know, all the ankles, the knees, all those kind of things strong. Definitely working on my speed still and my strength, but probably not going to see too many of those lateral quickness with the 5-10-5 drill, short shuttle, long shuttle, three cone. I'm probably never going to do those again, so got to change up a little bit.
Excellent. Well, Kyle, I appreciate you coming on, but before we let you go, we always like to have a little fun with you guys. We call it Three Downs and Out. They're just kind of questions on the lighter side of things. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. This is Kyle Bosworth, UCLA Bruin, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible. First down for you, Kyle, is if you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
Any female celebrity?
Yep.
Who would it be? Jessica Biel.
There you go. She's getting quite a number of votes. She's not in the leader pack, but her name pops up quite a few times.
Well deserved. Yeah. Great figure. Personality.
And second down, Kyle, is if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase to America?
What other talent? Well, I like to sing country songs a lot. Whether I'm really good at it or not, you can be the judge of that, but other than that, I think that I got some hip movements, so I can dance a little bit. You know, I can dance for a white guy, so we'll leave it at that.
Nice. And, you know, and I usually ask another goofy question, but since there's so much to touch base with you, I'm going to ask you this. Playing in the Pac-10, two running backs in this year's draft class, Javid Best and Toby Gearhart, when you went up against those, which guy, you know, was harder to defend against?
Harder to defend against? If those are the choices I'm going to get, I would say Jahvi Best, only because he scored a touchdown on me on a little busted coverage scramble route that the quarterback threw. And he's what he wasn't he the top performer in the 40, the running back? I mean, he's a fast guy. But I mean, Toby's definitely got his accolades with him being a big, physical, strong runner. It was not challenging, but it was different to tackle a guy like that because he's one and few and far between that kind of size and speed in the running back. So both definitely really good players, but if I were going to pick one of them, it would probably be Jahvi Best. Just his speed was just ridiculous, and like I said, he scored 6 on me, so that's definitely something I'll remember.
Excellent. Well, Kyle, we appreciate you coming on. Terrific pro day yesterday. Obviously, all the arrows are pointing up for you. You had a great career at UCLA, and we'd love to touch base with you right before the NFL draft just to see how things are going and where you think you're headed.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. And thanks again for having me on the show, and appreciate everything.
Oh, no problem. That's Kyle Bosworth, UCLA Bruin linebacker. He was invited to the scouting combine. He was 2009 All-Pac-10 honorable mention, second on the team with 77 tackles. And like I said, a guy like him, a guy to keep your eye out on. The NFL has their eye out on him. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. Thanks again for taking some time and listening to the NFL Draft Bible.